starts walking right back to my arms. She can turn every head, but she never lets it go to her heart. Never lets it go to her heart.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, deportation flights resumed as nearly 200 Venezuelans arrived in Caracas. Today, a three-judge panel in Washington will hear arguments over the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
President Trump escalates his feud with federal judge James Boasberg, calling Boasberg a constitutional disaster on social media. Boasberg has set a hearing for today to, quote, get to the bottom of whether the administration ignored his order to turn around flights bound for El Salvador carrying Venezuelan immigrants.
The administration says it acted lawfully. Talks have resumed in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia focused on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine not present at these talks. And genealogy company 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. California's attorney general reminded consumers of their right to delete genetic information. This is ABC News. President Trump's freeze on regulations and the administration's cuts to federal spending appear to be having an impact on the fishing industry, as ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
From the Atlantic to Alaska, fishermen say they rely on NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, to manage coastal fisheries, affecting how and where they do business. The agency sets quotas and helps determine the start and close of fishing seasons. More than 160 NOAA employees dealing with fisheries were reportedly fired last month. Industry experts tell Reuters the changes in Washington have raised the risk of delaying the start of the fishing season for some East Coast cod and haddock fleets.
Mia Love has died, the first Black Republican woman ever elected to Congress at just 49. She had been diagnosed with brain cancer in 2022. She represented a district in Utah. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament Sweet 16 is set. Also set, no perfect brackets. All remaining perfect brackets suffered losses. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, is now offering students ages 15 to 17 the opportunity to take the DMV's knowledge test from the convenience of their own home with parent or guardian supervision. The knowledge test is a two-part exam that covers rules for the road and important road signs. This new online process is available to students who have completed the classroom portion of their training and after the driver training school has notified the DMV. DMV Administrator Tommy Winkler said, quote, "We know today's students and families are very busy, and this option gives them flexibility to take the test when DMVs would be closed. Students who pass will still need to visit Wisconsin DMV to obtain their instructor permit, but they can be in and out in 15 minutes. End quote. The Wisconsin DMV is joining 11 other states in providing this online option through Know to Drive, the DMV's contracted knowledge test vendor. The $10 fee for the online service will go to the vendor, while the DMV will continue to offer the test for free in DMV customer service centers. The online tests will reflect the same content, look, and feel as those conducted within the DMV service centers. For more information, visit wisconsindmv.gov. Monday, March 31st, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is proud to present Can You Grow It? This is a Q&A panel comprised of local community members who have backgrounds and experience in gardening, horticulture, ecology, and botany. You'll have the opportunity to learn essential gardening techniques, relearn the basics of soil preparation, watering, and plant care, how to grow herbs and vegetables at home, with simple methods to cultivate fresh produce in your backyard, composting and sustainable gardening tips, such as ways to reduce and create nutrient-rich compost to support plant growth, and there's even going to be a hands-on planting session, where you can get practical experience by planting your own seedlings to take home. All skill levels are welcome, and you can bring any questions you may have for panel members to answer. Once again, this is happening Monday, March 31st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. For more information, you can call 715-339-2868. 6 years ago, Wisconsin School District did away with a punitive truancy law. Now it says it made a mistake and a truancy law is needed. Lisa Hale has more.
Skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartges told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days. Almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartges says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy court, but they want something to help them reach and support the students who are not coming to school. The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. It will decide if it will reenact truancy laws at a future meeting.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98QCountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And checking out the boys state basketball tournaments held over the weekend. The champions in Division One, Wisconsin Lutheran, topped Marshfield 57-55 in the championship game on Saturday. In Division Two, it was Wauwatosa West, their winner over Racine Park 60-57. In Division Three, your state champion was Milwaukee Academy of Science. They topped Freedom 57-54. In Division 4, Bonduelle topped Aquinas 45, or rather I should say Aquinas topped Bonduelle 74-45. And in the Division 5 championship game, it was Cochran Fountain City topping Sheboygan Lutheran for the title on Saturday by a score of 60-54.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. A little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon, and we will be mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high 42 today, tonight clear 18, tomorrow partly cloudy 44. By Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
Hey, let's get your keywords rolling here. Our break into spring text to win contest is brought to you by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. They are your trusted place for top-notch service and unbeatable deals. And don't forget to sign up to win that Yeti cooler giveaway. They'll be giving away that at the end of April, so get in there and get your name in there. D&D Tire and Auto Center, they are your text to win contest, our break into spring text to win contest sponsor, and the keyword to get it rolling. 2 weeks of $100 bills, Brewer tickets, Chula Vista giveaways, grand prize of that spring air, that queen mattress and all the fluffy stuff with it. So the key word is grow. Let's get her rolling here. G-R-O-W. Grow is your key word for this hour. Text it to us right now through the Civic Media app. You'll be in for the grand prize down the road. And you might even win the Hondo this hour, the $100 in cash. If you don't have that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, it's free. Search for it, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Put it on there, tap 98Q, G-R-O-W, Grow. Text it to us, and you're good for the whole day. Good luck. 98Q
Country. I don't care what part of town you live in, there are crazy people close by you. And if you ever want to meet them, just see what they're like. It's super easy. Have a garage sale. That's all you do. Put it on Craigslist and in the paper that you're having a garage sale. And a freak show will form on your lawn 2 hours before the garage sale is even scheduled to begin. I'm looking through the blinds. I was like, we said 10, right? Well, they're here. Look like the Walking Dead out there. I was like, brains. No, that says bargains. I don't know if you've had a garage sale and you know what I'm talking about, but it makes me hate people. I'm not going to lie to you. It really bothers me. I don't know why I do it every year, but... Because those people I just talked about, they're a real thing. There's a term for them in the garage sale community. They're called early birds. And apparently I'm a jerk because I didn't put it in the ad. They weren't supposed to be there. This lady's just standing out there. I was like, can I help you, ma'am? She's like, well, I'm here for the garage sale. I'm like, well, you're about 2 hours early. Well, it didn't say no early birds.
It's tax time. Remember, a charitable donation is deductible. So if you're looking for a bigger refund this year, donate your husband to charity. Whatever shape he's in, whatever his income level, whatever his skills may be, you can write it off for the full value of whatever you think he's worth. And we'll even come and pick him up and haul him away at no cost to you.
Sweetie, there's a big truck in our driveway.
Just go with the nice people, dear.
Give your husband to the Make a Donation Foundation and get a bigger tax refund, one that you won't have to split with anyone.
Stay tuned. Less commercial, more music.
It's your boy Jelly Roll. Go, 'cause I know
you're nothing but a lie. Lainey Wilson.
In a 4x4 bayou, from the bayou to Kentucky.
I love it.
98Q Country.
Baby, what do you say? We just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin.
She snaps her fingers and a drink comes. She locks you down with just one look. She's got this whole club undone. If she's on a rebound, you ain't gonna know it. Coming off a heartbreak, she ain't gonna show it. She's ice cold, red dot locked on me, yeah. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to catch all her secrets. Sequins bouncing off flashing lights. If she wants it, then we're leaving. Getting me home, park the truck, cut the tires. I get to be where she goes when she's lonely. The last door of the night she's closing. Oh, I know she could have anything, but she wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. And I don't know how I got to be the only thing she needs right now. She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky Dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to be what she wants tonight. I get to be what she wants tonight. Hey, I, yeah. I get to be what she wants tonight.
AQ Country.
I can't love you more than my hometown.
Mamas, let your boys be country.
I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are.
seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks. We got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. Yes, I do. Love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor. Puts a big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you are. Mm-hmm.
Some Toby on a Monday. Good Monday to you here on this, the 24th day of March. Hope you are well. Hope the weekend was all right for you. Saturday was okay. Yeah, Saturday was a nice sunny day. Yesterday was just a mix of everything, and now we're trying to get through it here this morning. Allow yourself some extra time because there's a crust of snow. There is a crust of snow on the ground. The back roadways are going to be slick. The main roads are going to be a little slushy. And as that crusty stuff burns off as your car goes over it. So just be careful out there today. How quickly will this burn off the main roads? That's a good question. We're going to see a pretty thick cloud cover for the first portion of the day anyway. There's indications we may see some sunshine by afternoon, which will help out, even though temperatures probably won't see 40. And we will see temperatures maybe approaching 50 for a day or so later in the week. But Mother Nature missed the note. She missed the note that the first day of spring has already taken place. Well, the spring ritual of basketball has taken place this past weekend. Maybe you caught a few games here and there, some of the highlights. I posted a video. Our 98Q Facebook page, I put a video on there. Were you watching the Badger game? And maybe you didn't catch it, but I did. And I have the ability to rewind, and I recorded it, and I posted it on our Facebook page where one of the Wisconsin Badger players made a three-pointer. And the score went from whatever it was to 40 to 70 to 120 to 10 to 2, ended up at 360 at one point, and they just took it down. It was like a roulette machine, like the worst roulette machine ever. It just went up and down, up and down, up and down. And at one point, I think the guy got like 300 and some points for shooting a three-point basket. So there's a video of it on our 98Q Facebook page, which I think you'll find entertaining. I caught it, and I said to my wife, I said, did you see that? And she said, I wasn't watching. So I rewound it, and I thought my brain was just malfunctioning, which happens. But no, I was right. So go to our 98Q Country Facebook page, look at that video. I think you'll find it funny. I always find joy. Well, not joy. I find entertainment when there's technical errors like that on a national level, because at a local level here, it makes me feel a lot better, because we have things go wrong almost every day, and most of it is human error on my part. So I find entertainment in that. Our keyword for today is grow, by the way. GROW. Text that to us right now, and we're going to give away our Civic Media Contest statewide, giving away $100 this hour. Now, when we did this contest back around Christmas time, I'll tell you what happened. We had WCQM, our group here, we had just an overwhelming response to it. And I think I added it up. I think there was well over $2,000 in cash and prizes that were given away just to our local listeners right here. Now, we've got civic media stations all around the state of Wisconsin. But as far as the percentage of prizes and stuff, you guys and gals got us, I mean, an incredible amount of entries, and it paid off. There were several people from around the area that won cash, and Chula Vista stays. It's pretty cool to see. So let's get you in on the winning. It's absolutely free. It's a little distraction for your work day. So on your Android or iPhone, that Civic Media app, tap 98Q, G-R-O-W, Grow, and you're in. You're in for this hour's drawing. And you'll automatically have an entry in for the grand prize drawing of that queen mattress, box spring, and set, and pillows, and fluffy stuff. It's like a $1,500 value. So every time you enter, you'll be in for that. There's keywords today at 7, 11, 1, and 4. I'll tell you that right now. 7, 11, 1, and 4. There's a keyword every hour. And the prizes vary from a Hondo, $100 in cash, to Brewer tickets, to Chula Vista overnight stays. So get the word GROW to us right now. If you have not put the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, it's free. And it's a great place for you to listen to us anytime, anywhere. You don't need a radio. C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Put that on your phone. Get us the keyword GROW, and let's get moving here. Some winners here. So today is National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day today. So today we celebrate your unique ability to be able to pop a chocolate-covered raisin into your mouth, suck all the chocolate off, and then spit that thing out. even if you don't like raisins, if the whole concept of a shriveled-up grape just grosses you out, at the very least, you get the chocolate out of it. And see, I like raisins, and I like chocolate, so I'm good with either one of those. See, I eat chocolate-covered raisins, and I see it as a health food. You know, the choco plant? Is that what they call it, the choco plant? And like so, it's all natural is what I'm saying. And it's so good and kind of good for you. So the NCAA tournament, no brackets, no perfect brackets left that we know of anyway, unless there's some office pool somewhere. I always like this. They always say the NCAA tournament has absolutely no perfect brackets left going into the Sweet 16. And I'm thinking of some guy, some accountant in like Butte, Montana, who had a pool with him and like three of his employees, and he's holding on to a bracket that's perfect, and he forgot to turn it in. He didn't enter it online, but he's sitting there with the perfect bracket. Could have been that guy or gal. So no perfect brackets left. I mean, there wasn't a crazy amount of upsets in our NCAA tournament. There it certainly was not a crazy amount. But there was enough. It's just the percentage chances are so low for you to get them all right. So the leader of our NCAA bracket contest is Dawson Hochschild and Bob Setterman. You guys lead the way with 53 points right now. Bob, you lost one of your final four, I see, because your point potential isn't real good. Harvey Borowski is tied for second, along with Dan Seifert, Mike Freeland, and Jolene Murphy. That may be Al, but we'll take it. So that's tied for second. So, let's see. Another point back. Seventh place, technically, Ron Stieber. Jerry Setterman, Kyle Lochner. Matt Meyer, right there at 51 points. Randy Smart. Zach Sharp, you're right at the top of the heap. Amy Walker, you're in tied for 13th place, along with your favorite morning show guy. Congratulations. Craig Cummings, Edward Hughes, you're doing all right, Ed. George N., you're right up there in 13th. Gene Bile, that may or may not be Brett. Jim Hoppe. Clara Hartfield, you're up there too. See, Larry Bass, Dave Sherwinski, Carla Nicholas, all right up there in the top 30, 40. Ellie Lochner. So let's see who stinks. Let's see who is really bad. Who is really bad at this. So last place right now is the Monkey with 24 points. I have not given up, though. The Monkey has still has Michigan State, I believe, alive. And they're still alive, right? So still a chance. Dean Murlock, you're right down there, Dean, at 34 points. Joan Baraglio is down there at 35 also, not looking good for you. What I always look at is the point potential. How many more points can you possibly get from the tournament? So right now, Harvey Borowski has the highest point potential at 180. Nobody can beat him if all his teams are right the rest of the way. The lowest point potential right now is Joan. Joan Baraglio, Corey Carlson, you're down there too. What were you thinking? Tim Lenz, what were you thinking, Tim? The monkey. If, like I said earlier, if you went with a lot of upsets, probably didn't turn out too well for you. Most of my brackets, I didn't. And I just, I mentioned this last week, I go into my picks thinking, all right, do I think the Big Ten is good or not good? And this year I went in with a philosophy because I watched quite a few Badger and Gopher games. And I thought to myself, I thought the Big Ten was pretty good this year. And they've done pretty well in the tournament. When you look at the Sweet 16, what do we got? What is there, 4 or 5 maybe or so? A couple got knocked out. But doing all right. Doing all right. So you can follow the standings, of course, if you entered our contest online, which pretty much all but about 4 or 5 of you did. So good luck to all of you as we head into round number 2. It's still up in the air. All I know, here's what I know. If Tennessee wins at all, you're in trouble. All of you are in trouble. And if you don't think I'm not going to brag about it, you are wrong. So if Tennessee wins it, I'm in good shape. I got Tennessee. I did something different this year. Usually I'll go through and I'll say, okay, I think Duke's going to win it. And I'll just put Duke in every one. Just boop, 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 boop. This year I got smart. I picked Tennessee in this bracket. We have a civic media contest between all our civic media employees where I took, I think, Houston. And then I've got another contest that I actually paid like $5 to be in or something. That one I took Alabama, and all three of those are still alive. So I'm looking, I'm not going to win them all, obviously. But I think I'm finding it safer to spread out who you think. If you have several different brackets, pick a different champion in every one of them. That way you're not all or nothing. You're not all in on that one. There's going to be some real good Sweet 16 games this weekend. There's some nice matchups and some players that are just incredible. Watching it this past weekend and the shots at these semi-pro players were making. They should just take the word college off the screen, right? It's not college sports anymore. It's professional. They're getting paid. They're getting the guy from Duke, that Cooper Kupp guy, Cooper, whatever his name is. Cooper Kupp's a football player, right? The guy from Duke, he's making over $3 million a year. So it's hard to watch college basketball and erase that from your thought. And I'm not saying it's bad. I think it's actually good that they're getting a piece of the pie now, but it's just weird. It's just weird to watch college basketball and know that a lot of the stars of these teams are millionaires. They're already millionaires. They're getting their piece of the pie. As George and Wheezy Jefferson once said, let's get you some news and sports twice an hour. Get you updated. Keyword is GROW, G-R-O-W. Text that to us. We got a $100 bill sitting out there for someone in our statewide civic media break into spring contest. It's brought to you locally by D&D Tire and Auto Center. Oh, all the things you need to have your car fixed, they've got it for you. And they've got a Yeti cooler they're giving away, too. So get in there before April 31st and get signed up to win that. They'll keep your car rolling, bringing you the break into spring contest. D&D Tire and Auto Center, right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, deportation flights resumed as nearly 200 Venezuelans arrived in Caracas. Today, a 3-judge panel in Washington will hear arguments over the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
President Trump escalates his feud with federal judge James Boasberg, calling Boasberg a constitutional disaster on social media. Boasberg has set a hearing for today to, quote, get to the bottom of whether the administration ignored his order to turn around flights bound for El Salvador carrying Venezuelan immigrants.
The administration says it acted lawfully. Talks have resumed in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia focused on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine not present at these talks. And genealogy company 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. California's attorney general reminded consumers of their right to delete genetic information. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. There's going to be a Popeyes coming to Minocqua. According to an article from WJFW.com, this Popeyes is going to be in the former Burger King location on Highway 51, with construction slated to start next month, according to Electroflammo Business Development Corporation news release. Popeyes is best known for a variety of fried chicken, and the release also stated that the decision to bring Popeyes to Minocqua was made after extensive market research and strategic planning. This will be the northernmost Popeyes location in Minocqua and the only one in the area. With the necessary approvals in place, construction is set to begin in April. A preliminary opening date hasn't been set yet. However, the hope is to complete the project before fall. Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. If you love talking to others about the books you've read and are always looking for new reading recommendations, this club may be for you. There are no specific books to read each month, and even if you don't like to share, you can come and listen and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, as stated, since this is a Bring Your Own Book Club, there is no required reading. You can simply chat with others about books and get some reading ideas. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Home sales are going up in Wisconsin, but so is the average median price of a home. Lisa Hale has details.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024. Tom Larson, the CEO of WRA, said with the high demand for houses, low supply, and high mortgage rates, affordability is low and will remain so for the foreseeable future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year, top to bottom. This team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill out a credit app, and you can drive one home today. Or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. and get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash Grab, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Yeti or not, it's time to win. 98Q Country's Text to Win contest is sponsored by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. Stop in and sign up for the Yeti or Not cooler giveaway. The drawing's April 30th at D&D Tire and Auto Center, keeping you rolling and winning with 98Q Country.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Sealbest White Elastomeric Roof Coating stops leaks and revives aged, flat, and metal roofs. It reflects the sun's heat to help you save on energy costs. And it's easy to apply with a brush, roller, or a sprayer. Shop our entire selection of Sealbest products today on Menards.com. Plus, check our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Keyword this hour, by the way, is GROW, G-R-O-W. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. We got a $100 bill we're giving away. You got until 8 o'clock to get that to us. G-R-O-W, GROW, the keyword.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon, and we will be mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high 42 today, tonight clear 18, tomorrow partly cloudy, 44 by Wednesday. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
98Q Country.
Another night in a hayfield, till she climbed down off of them four wheels. Yeah, yeah. As soon as that sundress hit the headlights, every tailgate way out there was like, yeah, yeah. She started walking over to me like she already knew me. She sat down right beside me and asked if I was here alone. And I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah. And I tried it, a little fruity, but she asked if I liked it. So I said, yeah, 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 yeah. Then she played me some band on her iPod. Kinda hit me, kinda hippie, and I thought, no. But I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, you wanna take a walk to the river, maybe cool off. She said, I know a good spot. And then she took my hand, and I said, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah. Girl, how could I say no? Whatever you're drinking, that's what I'm drinking. Girl, you're calling the shots tonight. Whatever you're thinking, that's what I'm thinking. Tell me what you got in mind so I can say yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah. Like I was nodding right along to a song on the radio. Yeah, yeah.
hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay.
Brooks and Dunn at 98Q Country. You got a few minutes left yet to get us the keyword. If you haven't yet, text us G-R-O-W. You could win $100. We're doing this four times a day, all this week and all next week. And hours will rotate between cash, brewer tickets, and night stays at Chula Vista and Wisconsin Dells. Keyword for this hour, it expires in about 10 minutes at 8 o'clock. If you text it to us after 8, you'll get a little message that says, sorry, Charlie. We've got GROW, G-R-O-W. That is your keyword. Text it to us right now through the Civic Media app, and you will be in for the $100 drawing, which will happen several times. I'm taking a look at the list of prizes here. This is pretty cool. There's another chance at 11-1 with McKay. And another chance at 4 o'clock this afternoon with Mr. Greg Gunderson. And the keywords are only good for each hour. Civic Media app, put that on your phone. If you don't have it already, tap on 98Q and text GROW. That text is a good way to get us the information for birthdays and any other stuff. You can communicate with us all kinds of different ways through the Civic Media app. Brewer baseball, all the hype of the NCAA tournament this past weekend. I didn't forget, but I realized late last night as I was thinking ahead to the week, I thought, hey, Brewers get going this week already. They will kick off their season on Thursday when they will take on the New York Yankees. That'll be in New York. I know a couple of those games are on like ESPN or some of the big networks. Anytime you play the Yankees, they like to put them on because there's just a lot of people in New York. The money. We got 2:05 first pitch and a 1:30 pregame for the Brewers to get their season going on Thursday, and we will have it for you, of course, right here, your home of the Brewers all season long, 98Q Country, and your home of the Break Into Spring Text to Win Contest. GROW, G-R-O-W is your keyword. Text to Win Contest brought to you by D&D Tire and Auto Center of Park Falls.
Ashland Matt is hiring. They're seeking a maintenance manager, industrial millwright, for a full-time, high-impact position. The successful candidate will be able to commit to a 50-plus hour work week while taking on a rewarding challenge and elevating their career. If you're ready to dive into the heart of the forest industry, join Ashland Matt, a company dedicated to sustainable logging, innovation, and excellence. To learn more, visit BeasleyGroup.com or call 912-375-5174, extension 4930.
Attention turkey hunters! The spring turkey season opens April 16th. Now is the time to get ready, and Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your one-stop shop for turkey hunting gear. Shotguns from Mossberg and Winchester in 12, 20, and 410 gauge. Turkey decoys from Primus in Montana. Blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Need a new turkey call? Bader's has box calls, slates, and diaphragms. Bader Sports Center, your one-stop turkey hunting headquarters. Next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
In the fight for our kids' futures and our public schools, we can't afford to stay silent. Brittany Kincer lobbied for the private voucher school industry that drains funds from our public schools. And it doesn't stop there. Kincer worked at alternative schools that cut costs with overcrowded classrooms, 60 to 90 students and unlicensed adults in charge. That's not what's best for our kids. It's time to take a stand. Support our kids. Support our public schools. Demand accountability from Brittany Kincer, who would use our tax dollars to help her donors while leaving our schools and kids behind. Call 415-940-9350 and tell Brittany Kincer, protect our kids. No more cuts to public schools to benefit private interests. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh, no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're helping you break into spring with 98Q Country. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash. A spring break getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. And be entered to win our grand prize, a new bed from Verlo Mattress. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen for your chance to win in our statewide contest with 98Q Country.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives.
contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemy's law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia. A U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican. He was released from a Rome hospital Sunday where he had been treated for